right now.
Oh, cool. I'm drinking a mixed drink.
Ruh-roh.
It's called mermaid water. Look at that. Would you just look at it?
Oh, I thought you said, would Jesus look at it? And I was like, I mean, maybe if you asked him to. Yeah, he'd probably look at it. Is that mermaid shit again?
Yeah, baby.
Why you keep doing that?
Because it's so good.
What is it? What's the mix?
It is equal parts Captain Morgan and pineapple juice, a splash of blue Curacao, and a splash of Malibu, and a squeezed lime on top to really top it off.
That is, sounds yummy, I think, probably. Maybe.
Yeah, it's delicious, and I feel like a mermaid.
What's it called, The Little Mermaid?
It's called Mermaid Water, but yeah.
Dude, let me tell you, if I had a crack at any of the Disney princesses, Little Mermaid, dude.
Absolutely. It goes Ariel.
Oh, you Jasmine. Like redheads. You like redheads.
I do like redheads.
Actually, I'd go Jasmine number one, then the little sperm mermaid next.
Oh,
and then...
my God. The little sperm maid? Oh, no. Did we already find an episode title?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 39, everybody. This is Cameron Weaver here with...
This is your boy, Chad Hoy. Every week I say the same thing, and I think that's what's beautiful about this here Dad Podcast.
Yeah, it's called consistency.
Yeah.
It's what keeps the people coming back. Or complacency. That's very possible, too. Well, guys... this is going to be a fun episode. We've got some hate mail to read. We've got Bander Porno to play. And Chad and I, spoiler alert, Chad and I both have dates coming up.
Wait a minute. You have a date too?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, baby. Date with a dad bod is going to be lit.
Oh, man.
Next week, though. Not this week.
Yeah, blow the candles out this week, boys. It's not lit.
That's funny.
Not yet, anyway. So, Chad, you want to? How's your week been?
My week, you know, it's been pretty good. As some people may have seen on Twitter.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you got into some what Arby's calls beef.
Yeah. Well, what a lot of people would call beef, not just Arby's, but Arby's
too.
No, but
we're sponsored by Arby's. This is called Where's the Beef? It's a new segment on the Dad Podcast. We totally could do it if we had a sponsor.
So on this week's, what'd you call it? Where's the Beef?
What's the beef? Arby's, Where's the Beef?
On this episode of Whose Beef Is It Anyway?
starring Beef Arthur.
Starring Colin Mock Turkey. Ryan Piles of Ham. And Drew
Carvey.
There we go. Also, special guest appearance by Steve Carvey this week. if you all would like to. Wow, we're going hard on the puns. That's good. That's always good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
And that
think
was funny because we just wing it.
Oh, like chicken wings.
Yeah.
There's more wheat. There's more meat. Wayne. Can't think of anything that's a meat that rhymes with Brady, but
Wayne Gravy.
Wayne Gravy. Oh, I almost said it. Anyway, yeah, so as some people may have seen on Twitter this week, if you follow me there, if you don't, maybe don't for a while, because it got messy. My life got messy on the internet, and that's the first time that's ever happened to me, and I didn't like it.
But you went hard.
Well, you know, I had to. So I unfollowed PTG a while ago, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, just because, you know, I didn't want to talk to her anymore. And I told her that, and I said, don't leave me alone, please, basically. Yeah. Yeah, but she still followed me, and I forgot, because I unfollowed her, but I didn't block her. Or even, like, soft blocker, where you, like, block someone, then unblock them, so they're not following you anymore. I've done that now. Don't worry.
Good.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I tweeted, PTG texted me kind of out of nowhere. She was, like, texting me this weekend, and I was, like, really short. Like, oh, cool, yeah, great, you know, just stuff like that. And then, she texted me during the week, and listen, it's kind of, it is kind of like a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's probably a, like a, not testy subject, but it is. Yeah. She texted me and she said, I think I have an eating disorder, just like, you know, and I was like, you know, I think I've been telling you that for months, but I have a big interview today with a company in Austin and I really can't be distracted. Like, eat something or get help, but I know you're not going to get help and you just want like my attention. So like that was kind of what I said. And then I tweeted, I subtweeted, I forgetting she followed me, and I said, you know, it feels kind of good to be a dick to somebody who like jerked you around for 5-ish months. And then she quoted my tweet hours later and I was like, oh shit. I forgot she said. And she was like looking for sympathy, and all, like, you know, it felt like she's looking for sympathy. Maybe, I don't know, but she quotes a tweet and she says, I love when people are mean to me after I talk about my deceiving order to them, or my eating disorder to them. Whoops. Sorry. Switch those up on accident. But yeah. So I quoted the tweet and I said, I love being led on for 3 months and then still being expected to be someone's emotional support after explicitly saying I need space.
Oh, I'm so nervous right now.
Yeah, so there was the beef. Yeah, so found there's it. That. Yeah, but and then some other guy got involved. It was ridiculous, and I was like, okay, I'm really not fucking trying to do this on Twitter. So I just texted her, and I was like, look, I want you to leave me alone. I've been being mean to you, or like short with you at least, because I just want you to leave me alone. Yeah. Like, that's as real, like, as blunt as I can be. I do not want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to be caught up in this web of, you know, web of pussy, right? We talked about that a long time ago.
Don't think we called it web of pussy, though.
Oh, maybe I said that to somebody else. Okay, yeah.
We called it pussy purgatory.
Yeah, aka the friend zone, which doesn't really exist, but also it's kind of a thing, but it's not, it's complicated. People are like, oh, girls don't have sex with you, so you're in the friend zone. And it's like, well, it's kind of just like, you know, for me, it was pussy purgatory in that she led me on for a long time. And then I was like, oh, you're not interested romantically. Okay, cool. I don't want to be your friend. I think you know that. So I'm just going to.
Right.
Cut myself out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she didn't want that because, you know, she likes attention. And maybe that's not fair to say, you know, like no one can hear her side of the story. And no one ever will because she's never going to fucking be on this podcast. But
imagine if she was.
Yeah, it'd be not great. And she'd probably be drunk because she's a very unhealthy person and gets drunk a lot. Okay, yeah. But, I mean, me too. Don't get me wrong.
Me three.
Yeah. Yeah. Cameron's getting drunk right now, actually. Yeah, so so that happened. It's fine. And then I was on Bumble yesterday. Today is Thursday. We recorded on a Thursday, which is early for us. Sorry, I had to mute my mic because I had to get that whatever that was in my throat out.
A little throat goblin.
Throat Goblin is my favorite Harry Potter character.
Harry Potter and the Goblin of in the Throat of Goblins.
And the Goblin in the Goblin of Throating. Oh.
Oh no. You looked at my list for this week.
God, if there's anything about throating on your list, I swear. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So I'm on Bumble on Wednesday, and I matched with a really cute lady, and she didn't say anything to me for a while, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna extend this MF and match, baby.
Yeah,
because on Bumble, girls have to talk first.
Yes, yeah. For those of you who don't know, Bumble is the service where ladies make the first move, very progressive, and if they don't, within 24 hours, they go away. So you are allowed to extend a match and give them another 24 hours to reply. And then if they start a conversation but you don't reply in 24 hours, they disappear forever.
Yeah, which, like, kind of sucks, but it's also nice because, like, on Bumble, it tells you, like, matches that you have queued.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll be going through Bumble and I'm like, oh, my God, I know this is a queued match. I swipe right anyway just to get the match, you know, and then they say something and I'm like, I just wanted to boost my ego.
See, sometimes I just
want to reply.
Sometimes I just play the game where it's like, can I guess who is attracted to me?
And it's always the ladies I'm not attracted to, which is unfortunate.
That's but why this I time... don't match them. But you can check, you can see it. And then you can swipe left and then go back over into your matches, and then the little green queue will disappear. And you're like, yep, that was the one.
That was the one, huh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there's that. On Bumble, I kind of swipe right for most people. Anyway, just because I think Bumble is like where all the fine ladies are. I don't know what it is.
I agree with that.
Anyway, so there's this girl, and I really wanted to match with her, and I had two matches in my queue, and I was like, oh, baby, I wonder. And so I swipe right, and I matched with her, and I was like, oh, God is good.
That's another great feeling.
Yeah. so I extended that match, and then she, like, immediately talked to me, and I was like, nice, let's get this ball rolling. And she's really cool, and she was excited to meet up, and so, like, usually I'll talk to someone for like a week or something, and then she wanted to go on a date on Friday. Let me just get into it. We're texting. She says, I got caught in the rain on the way home from work, and now I just want to snuggle and get warm. And I was like, man, if I did not have to work tomorrow, this was last night, if I did not have to work tomorrow, I would snuggle you. And she was like, and then she just said something like, if you got a day off, I'll take you up on that offer. And I was like, well, Saturday, I don't have anything. So Friday night, we're going to go to a comedy club, which is a good first date.
Crackers?
Yep, crackers, yeah. And Yay. Then, yup. So cool. I'm excited. Yeah, and she's cool and seems like she wants to be in a committed relationship. It's crazy, right?
That is but crazy. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah, like just with one person, it's insane. Yeah, so. well, the thing is, she like told me about like some crazy date story or something, and I was like, well, actually, I got led on and was involved with a girl for like 5 months who was polyamorous. Not that polyamory is bad, I'm just saying that's not me, and she didn't disclose that info to me until a month and a half in. Until I was invested, and then it was too hard, and I was too much of a wuss to cut things off. But now, I'm a man, damn it, a damn man it, and you know what? I cut those things off.
I piss out the window. I am a man. Well, I'm happy for you.
I'm not even going to talk about pissing out the window, because you know what?
Our hate mail does.
It has been made way too big of a fucking deal. Everyone just wants to rip into me for it. And you know what? You know what? You would do it too. You would do it too. Okay? No, you didn't do it. Never mind.
I don't do it.
You don't do it, but you also don't live in the attic of your house. And you don't have a window that is perfect penis height to just pop open and just pee out of. It's very convenient. It's very nice. And you know what? I've cleaned the windowsill area, so everyone who's saying it's gross and rusty, fuck off, because it's clean.
Okay. Well, right. I'm excited to hear a date with the dad bod for the first time in a long time next week on the Dad Podcast, episode 40.
I also want to hear about your date you got coming up, buddy.
Yeah, baby. So you remember the Paramore girl that I got coffee with?
Yeah.
She invited me to hang out with her sometime next week. We're still figuring it out, but she's like, she does like marketing and promotion and like interns at a lot of like venues and stuff. So we're going to go see a show sometime next week.
Are you going to kiss?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Do you think?
No, I doubt it. I don't know, man.
It's a possibility,
she
though.
She just turned 20, though. She's not 19.
Is it a date? This girl's 23. Thank God, by the way. No. But yeah.
Oh, your girl. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's a date, man. Like, she asked me to get coffee. We did that. That was fine. And then I barely hear from her. I probably, like, get a text from her every 4 days. So we've been having the same conversation for, like, since I've known her.
Does she text you or you text her?
Like, back and forth. Like, I'll send one and then I'll hear back from her 3 days later. And then she's like, yeah, we should really hang out. And so then I reply immediately because I'm that kind of boy. And then that was on Sunday. And so today I got a text back from her that was like, yeah, I've got some shows next week. If you want to tag along, that'd be awesome. And I was like, yes, I would love to. So now probably in 3 more days, I'll hear what show I'm going to.
This is a really weird dynamic.
It is
weird. I gotta say. Yeah, but it's cool.
I'm taking what I can get right now because she's the only, you know, since that last time I talked about it, which was probably like 20 episodes ago, it's like the first girl I'm kind of like actually interested in hanging out with and then I haven't canceled on.
It's like 3 episodes ago.
No, I'm sorry. I meant the last girl.
Oh.
That I wanted
that girl.
Oh, yeah. The girl that I met one time, and then a year later we met again, and then I haven't talked to her since.
Yeah, I don't understand. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Am I a ghost?
No.
Okay.
And if you were a ghost, could you eat food?
I hope so, because I love food.
Here's the thing I never got about Harry Potter. The ghosts ate, but also...
Was there a ghost chef?
But also the ghosts went through walls. So...
Where'd the food go?
So, are they corporeal or are they fucking not? Make up your mind, JK. Okay.
Are they murdering food as they eat it? So it becomes ghost digestion?
Except... In the books, they couldn't actually eat, but they could, like, kind of taste it when it went through their mouths and fell back to the ground or whatever. There's, like, this scene in, like, the second book in, like, one of the earlier chapters. Maybe it's the first book. I don't know. But Harry gets invited to Nearly Headless Nick's, like, 666th. No, that's not right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
666th.
Nicholas Flamel died when he was 666. He was 665, and then the Sorcerer's Stone, they, like, destroyed it. And then he died the next year on his 666th birthday. Anyway.
It's messed up.
Harry went to Nearly Headless Nick's, like, maybe, like, 500th death anniversary or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, had, like, really gross food, and Harry was, like, weirded out and yada, 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 whatever. Doesn't matter. It's not a Harry Potter podcast. Go on.
Harry podcast. Harry Potter, but the T's are replaced with D's.
Okay. We don't need to brainstorm Harry Potter podcast titles right now.
That's fair. But yeah, so that's what's going on with me.
That's Harry. Sorry. Go on. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, okay. You're going to go to a show. You'll know about it in a couple of days.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll have that for the next episode, too.
Nice. I want you to make out with her for me. Not, like, for me. Happen. Why not? Make your move. Don't be a big wussy boy.
Don't make moves.
Cameron? You got to make a move. At least try, but...
What if it's unwarranted? What if it ruins everything?
Good. You've known her for a month. It doesn't matter.
Well, if I can go to shows and hang out with someone, I want to keep going to shows and keep hanging out with someone.
Not if you're attracted to them, they're not attracted to you, but you would like it to be more, and then it just eats you up inside.
That's the story of my life!
Okay, well then, make a move for once, damn
no,
it. That's why.
I'm happy in this weird limbo of life.
No, you're not!
Yes, I... Well, that's true, but it's okay.
It's not okay, Cameron.
It is okay.
I'm not saying... Listen, I'm not
nice
trying to be like...
Nice last. It's okay.
I'm a nice guy, and I've been finishing at least middle of the pack recently. So, you know,
well, I'm
we
proud
can
of you.
Do,
but you also
we can do
have
better.
A fidget spinner. How nice are you?
I think that means I'm really nice. It helps curb some of my anxieties.
I'm just kidding.
I spin when I feel anxious.
And when you're drunk, and when you're breathing, and when you're driving, and when you're Snapchatting.
Well, during all those things, I am anxious. So. During life, you mean? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm anxious.
I get it. Because
I fucking anxiety.
I get it.
Okay, cool. I don't, you know what? If I do, it's mild, but like, I got something going on.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, what?
Before we do Bander Porno, I want to bring up a brand new segment just for you.
Is it Where's the Beef? We're going to have two new segments in 1 week.
We are going to have two new segments, but I don't know how often I'm going to do this one. I just have this idea at like 3 a.m.
Remember Netflix and Hill when that was going to be a thing?
Yeah. We don't talk about that. We don't want people to get mad.
I want that to happen, though. I think we should try it.
That would
eventually.
Be
fun. Oh, okay. Wait. You tell me first. Tell me.
Well, I was going to do something that's kind of like Bander Porno, but instead, it's called Weed or Whack.
Go on.
I have a list of 15 names, and some of them are real names of strains of weed, and the other ones are stuff I made up last night. And you have to distinguish between the two.
I know Northern Lights Indica, but that's it.
Okay.
That's from The Office.
We don't smoke weed here on the podcast, despite what you may think in the way that I talk, but I've never smoked a weed once.
I've smoked a weed, but not marijuana, because I was 12 and I thought it was the same thing.
Awesome. So that's our knowledge.
Yeah, once I smoked a dandelion, and I thought I was going to get high. And really, I probably just destroyed my lungs in some way.
Yeah,
that's
you probably
all.
Just put pollen in your lungs.
Nice. Good thing I don't have allergies.
All right, so this is just like Bander Porno, but it's with weed. And then we'll get to the real Bander Porno, and we'll probably never do this again. So if you hate this segment...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So the very first one on this list is Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Okay, that's a weed.
That is a weed.
I knew it.
So you know that one.
You should do like science names of weed, like scientific names of different weeds, and then try to confuse me. Anyway.
That would be weird. William Nelson's Nug.
You made that up.
I did make that up. That's what sparked the entire idea. Because Willie Nelson, what if you called him William Nelson? That's funny.
I'm not finding the same humor in that, I'll be honest.
William Nelson. What if every time someone referred to Willie Nelson, they said William?
That's his God-given name, you know? That's his birth name.
Yeah, but no one knows him as William Nelson.
That's true. I knew a guy named Will Nelson growing up. Or not growing up. God, he went to my college. But yeah.
Well, you grow up in college.
Yeah, but it wasn't. That makes it sound like during my youth, but it wasn't.
Number 3, a boy's breath.
Weed?
That is fake.
Okay.
Schnazzleberry.
Oh, that's a weed.
That is a weed.
It has to be, yeah. It's too creative for you to come up with.
Oh, wow. Sin leaf.
You made that up.
That I did make that up. Damn it.
Yeah, this is going to be really easy, I think.
Af gooey.
That's a weed?
That is weed. Damn it, Chad, you're killing it.
Well.
Bob Saget.
You made that up.
No, that one's real.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a strain of weed called Bob Saget. OG. Okay.
That's a weed. Oh, never mind.
No, not OG.
Oh, okay.
Zeus pubes.
Ew. You know what? That's a weed.
No, I made that one up.
Damn it.
Purple Urkel.
That's weed.
That is weed.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Ashton Kutcher.
You made that up.
Damn it, I did.
You heard Purple Urkel, and then you were like, what's another celebrity that I can turn into a...
But Bob Saget was real?
Yeah, that's weird, though.
Ashton Kutcher's just clever. That should be a real strain.
Yeah, that's true.
It probably should smell like Mila Kunis.
Ew, I didn't like that joke.
Mila Kushniz, am I right?
blue cheese.
Ew. Weed.
Yeah, that's weed.
Nice.
Venezuelan heat death.
Weed.
Nah, I made that one up.
Yeah, you made that up. Damn it.
Gaia's nutsack.
You made that up, I hope.
Yeah, I made that one up.
Okay.
All right, two left. Ready?
Yeah.
You're doing really good.
Thank you.
Wait, did you get Venezuelan heat death? Yeah, you did.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, that's right.
I would lie, but it's on the record.
That's true. So you've only missed three. Tickle fight.
Weed?
Nah, I made that one up.
Damn it.
Could you imagine? Hey man, I'm gonna meet you behind the Burger King. You got any of that tickle fight?
Yeah, and you know why that's not a real name of weed? Because that's exactly why, what you just did. You got any tickle fight over here, homie? No. No, the fuck I don't.
What about Goofy Boots?
Greg, quit asking me for tickle fight.
The last one is Goofy Boots.
You made that up.
Nah, that one's real.
You got any of that Goofy Boots?
Oh, man. So, Chad, you got 10 out of 15.
I'll take it. Let's. I have an idea.
Okay, what's up?
Let's never fucking do that again.
Yeah, that's fair. I just wanted to try it once. I just wanted to make up goofy names for weed.
I'm just kidding. Or we could do interchangeable. Just,
nah,
you know.
I like Bander Porno a lot.
Yeah, Bander Porno is better.
But if there are any stoners that listen to us and you like that, let me know in the comment section down below.
Jordan?
No, he's not.
I know. I think everyone knows. Yeah. That was the tone I took.
All right, babies. It's time for everybody's favorite real game on the Dad Podcast. Band or Porno! Was that exciting?
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
I made you out of clay.
Moving on.
I'm going to play it back, Chad. It sounded just like...
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
I made you out of clay.
You know, as soon as... I know that it did, but I should not want to play along with that one. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. Here we go. Number one on Bander
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
I made you out of clay. Damn it.
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U. I'm really... You, I don't know the words.
And with you I shall play.
Oh.
Spinny, spinny, okay. Spinny. I want to win my uncle's money.
I don't... Borderline racism. Actually, nope. Maybe... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can... assume that their uncle's playing dreidel with them, and it is a money-winning game, or at least chocolate coins. My best friend growing up was Jewish. His name is Andrew.
Yeah, that makes it okay to be racist.
No, I'm not racist! Right. I'm just saying I understand a little bit about dreidelism. And I didn't mean to say that as if it were...
Go on, I'm interested. My now friend, Cam's doing...
now I'm doing what Chad did. My friend's name is...
It's really
is
hard
Andrew.
Not to offend people.
My friend's
sorry.
Name is Andrew, and he's a good boy.
Andrew Shore!
Yeah!
Oh, sorry. Bleep that out.
That's okay. No one's going to look him up.
I knew that. It's because you went to Riverview when you were young. He was a black belt in fifth grade.
Yeah, dude. I know. I took Taekwondo because I wanted to be like him. It
didn't work out.
No. He's so cool.
He's cool as hell. I still talk to him from time to time.
He's really rad, man.
Yeah. He went to Washington University in St. Louis, and he's like an engineer in Boston.
Yeah, he's a smart boy. We're best friends, though, man. I miss him.
Yeah, he's doing a lot better than me or you, but, you know,
we have
can't compare
podcast,
success when we're this young. You know.
Suffering is relative. All right, we're going to start things off here on Bander Porno. For those of you who don't know, it's just like that piece of shit weed game we just played where I have 15 names on a list, and this time they're either real bands or real pornos, and Chad has to decide which one they are. And the first one on our list is... Dirty Girl Scout.
I really hope that's a band.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That's a band.
Thank God.
Rug Burns.
Porno.
That's a band.
Welp. All right. Okay, there we go. Number two. Got it wrong.
Bonfire of the Panties.
I hate porno.
That is a porno. Phew. I hate the word panties.
It's fine.
No man can say it without it sounding creepy. Because it's such a weird... It's such a weird word.
Honey, I've just folded your panties from the laundry. Even a married man can't say it?
No.
All right, say I'm married. Say I'm married right now. Say I'm married.
All right. You're married.
What's my wife's name?
Jezebel.
You think I'm gonna marry someone named Jezebel?
Jez, for short.
I'm a good Christian man. I would never marry a Jezebel.
All right.
That's for all my Christians out there. You guys get that reference? Thank you. Somewhere Ruth. In Kings. Oh, God. I'm gonna go with Jessica. Okay.
Is it Ellen?
Jessica, I've just done your laundry, sweetheart, and I have folded your panties, and they are your panty drawer.
No!
They're in the drawer of panties, where all your other panties are.
Jessica.
They're folded, the panties that you wear.
You mean my underwear? Thanks.
I have folded... No, because underwear... Okay, well, this is the big debate, because...
Girls can call them panties. That's fine. It doesn't
sound
weird when they say it.
Anyone can call anything except white people can't say the N-word. All right?
All right. I'm really glad
I know
you said that.
I know that's true. But hey, no. This is what I'm saying. Because panties distinguish that they're like the... If you're equating panties to like males...
Nope.
Panties are just the bottom half of underwear. Underwear is... Bra and panties.
That's fine, but it's still underwear. Where do you wear it? Under your clothes.
Okay, yes.
Underwear.
But then it's ambiguous.
That's fine.
You gotta take the ambiguity out of language.
Clothes don't have gender, Chad.
Big Daddy J from Rogue Riffers is right. You gotta take the ambiguity out of language, okay? And, you know, you gotta say panties when you're talking about just the bottom half. It's just how it is. I've said panties entirely too many times.
Yeah, see? It feels weird, doesn't it?
No, I just keep saying
it,
though.
All of our female listeners, email us. Let us know if hearing Chad say, or me, say panties made you uncomfortable. I want to know.
I'm sure even if they weren't feeling uncomfortable, now they are because you said it, and they're going to send an email just to fucking rip me, because apparently... That's what we do on the Dad Podcast is we rip Chad and Cameron's this sweet, innocent boy.
That's why I said it. The next one on our list is dripping horse cock.
Holy fuck. That's, I hope to God that, no, I don't. I think it's a band, though.
It's a band.
Okay.
Scrotum nosedive.
I'm gonna go porno.
It's a band.
Okay. What's a scrotum nosedive? And if it is what I think it is, gross. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually kinda cool, but also gross.
Anus and Andy.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Nice.
Titty bingo. I forgot I put that one on there. I love that.
Band?
That's a band.
Titty bingo.
Titty bingo.
It's fun. Fun name.
Coming to America.
That's a porno.
That is.
Yeah. How's coming spelled? Because I'll bet it's not
exactly
O-M.
Like you think it's spelled.
That's what I thought.
Emily's sassy lime.
Ugh. I'm going to go porno.
That's a band.
I've missed a few.
You've missed three so far. That's not too bad.
Okay.
Rumple foreskin.
Ew. Oh, is he using the wheel involved? The sewing wheel where it turns stuff into gold thread?
Oh, no.
Is his semen golden? Does it come out gold? Is it a golden thread?
Oh,
that
no.
Laces. Okay. Anyway, Rumpel Foreskin, 100% a porno, has to be.
It's a band.
Really?
That's kind of awesome, though. I'm glad it's not a porno.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I kind of wanted to see it.
Slut Kitchen.
Band?
That's a band.
Nice.
I love Juicy.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Okay.
For sure.
I love Juicy.
Oh,
juicy.
Wow.
Juicy!
I'm home!
they have a double team of Fred and Ethel come in.
Swingers, just they get switch.
Fred and asshole come in.
Well, first it starts out, Lucy banged Fred, and then Ricky comes home. He's like, "You got a lot of explaining to do." And then
it's like, "Boom, boom, boom, boom." But Ricky, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
Anyway, I didn't get that. What was that supposed to be?
More music.
Oh.
Sluts for Hire.
Porno?
That's a band.
I knew.
This week. I'm tricky.
I'm a little tricky boy.
I'm going to kick your ass.
You've missed five. There are two left. Are you ready?
Yeah, I got it. I got them.
Fuck me, I'm Irish.
Porno.
It's a band, my dude.
I'm upset.
Yeah,
I'm
really the worst you've done in a long time. You did better at the weed game.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the last one.
All right.
Wally Winker's Candy Fuckery.
Band.
No, it's a porno!
I'm bad.
Chad, that was the easiest one. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Wally Wonka's
I know.
Candy Fuckery.
That just felt like too crazy of a porno title.
That's
I was
right,
like,
That's
okay. But I mean, but I could see like a band being like doing something dumb like that. That's why I guess.
Yeah, I get it. You've been doing this for many weeks now, so I get it must be hard to second guess yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I do it all the time.
You got 8 out of 15, buddy, but there's always next week, and that's how we play Banner Porno on the Dad Podcast. Are we ready to get into some hate mail?
I believe so.
I think it's that time. We've got 5 pieces again this week. Well, 4 hate mails. One actually really nice letter from a new listener. So
yeah,
but we'll get to that. So thank you all so much for sending in your hate mail. We're getting ready to read that right now. But if you would like to be a part of this segment on the next episode of the Dad Podcast, you can do that by emailing us at hoyweave@gmail.com. And we read these every week that we get them, and it's like it's our favorite segment on the show. And this is how we really give back to all of you who listen, because you get to roast us for about 20 minutes.
Mostly me,
yeah.
Let's be honest.
So would you like to start, Chad, with the one from our gal pal Mal? Because I feel like you need to read it.
Yeah. But listen, after I read this, I'm going to defend myself, okay, because I deserve to. This is downright personal, okay? All right, this is from Gal Pal Mal, from her seminary email. The subject line reads, "Love Kim, hate Chad, a memoir."
That's fair.
The body reads, "Tilda, babes, with a Z, Tilda, comma."
Love it.
"It's been a while," stained voice. You majestic land mermaids. "I've missed you." Let's jump right in. Excuse me. "First, I'd like to tell you a brief story about how I didn't send you hate mail last week. I just, gosh darn ding dong, never got around to tit. I accidentally typed tit instead of it, but it felt right to just leave the initial word tit. Although I fully intended on sending some. Okay, so I had to take pain medicine last week because I was having some health issues and it made me so loopy since I'm typically a Tilda, sober BB girl, Tilda."
I love the Tildas.
"I was talking to Cam about a top secret subject. Like, I truly can't stress enough how confidential this material is, and he encouraged me to send y'all hate mail since I hadn't in a while, and because you douche canoes are always desperate for hate mail. Well, as if sober Mal isn't hilarious enough, and you know she is, lit Mal will make you laugh your whole butt right off. So hold on to your butts, gentlemen. You know what I mean, BB boys." What? Oh, so anyway, I started an email, but apparently fell asleep before I sent it. I woke up to this drafted email, which is perhaps the most beautiful, profound thing I've ever written. It said, and I directly quote, "Cham Heaver, I love you, okay?" Which is, I'm guessing, a combination of our names.
Yeah, that's our ship name, I think.
Cham Heaver. Oh, when we get a ship someday, when we live in Florida on the coast.
Oh, I just meant the weird internet people that want us to fuck.
Oh, like relationship. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on Tumblr a lot, so that that makes more sense to you. Okay.
That's true. And was that about us getting a boat?
Yeah. Oh, I want to get a boat with you someday. We'll fish on it and stuff, and we'll be best friends.
That sounds awesome.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah.
We got a little blushing. Fish. Me too. Anyway, and with that, my dudes, I leave you with all I've ever wanted to say to you.
This is scathing, by the way.
Yeah, this fucking hurt my feelings. Okay, except not really, because I still got some stuff. First of all, fucking Chad, I was cool with the fact that you don't like 21 Pilots until you talked about it on the podcast for the mother-fetching 16th time. Listen here, you little pretentious fart chewer. 21 Pilots helped me through some shit that hurts my tender BB girl feelings. You might as well have kicked my grandma in the face, because that's what it felt like deep in my BB girl heart. Basically, I want you to formally... Also, all the girls are spelled with U's. I love that.
Yeah, that's really great.
Basically, I want you to formally apologize in front of all your 14 listeners, because hating stuff is one thing, but bashing others for liking it is some shit. And I have to face enough mean people in the world, and I don't want you to be one of them, okay? Like, if we were ever going to have world peace, you can't just go around hating on things that make people's souls come alive, because that is just rude and inconsiderate. Maybe if you... Oh, my God. Maybe if you got laid, some of that hate fire in your soul would diminish. I can't wait for the day when you fall in love with a girl who's a huge 21 Pilots fan and you have to listen to their music for eternity, because maybe it would make your heart not so golly darn hard. More on that later.
I hope also, that the girl you go on a date with tomorrow, the first thing she says...
She doesn't. I've already asked her.
Okay. Then she's perfect for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. We haven't even been on a first date. Okay. Exactly. All right. Also, who on God's green earth whips their dick out and urinates out their window? I hope someday a child is walking past but doesn't see, because no one deserves to be scarred like that, and you have become a registered and you have to become a registered sex offender. And I don't even care if that's not how that works, because you need to be on some kind of list that keeps decent people away from you. Get some exercise and walk down the mother touching stairs, urinate in a fudging toilet, then walk back up the stairs like a normal civilized human being, you stupid bag of seeping snail shit. You make the world a hard place to live in by peeing out your window. No one wants those fumes in their atmosphere. Flush that shit and stop acting like a rebellious man-child. Also, you suck and I hate you. That hurt the most, I'll be honest. I hope you break all your other toes and they heal crooked, causing you a lifetime of pain and stiffness when the weather changes.
Holy shit.
Whew, okay. Cam. Your burps still make me want to stick a fork in a light socket. I'm also pissed at the lack of linger bits in the previous few episodes because, as you know, the Cranberries are legends and never get enough credit. Make a difference. Play the Cranberries. Also, your lassie... Cam, it's a long enough email already. Okay, we don't... we don't need interruptions. Also, your lassie... I'm going to reach this fucking laptop and scratch your throat off.
All right, that was the last one. I'll get that. Go ahead.
Oh, was it?
Yes, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Also, your last wordplay on Collie Wobbles. I'm just waiting for you to fucking
I'm not going to do it!
Okay, also, your last wordplay on Collie Wobbles in the last episode made me laugh so hard that I snort laughed. I only snort laugh for the really good jokes, so well done, my dude.
Thank you.
Also, everyone hearing this, have you listened to Cam's album, Push and Pull? It's dope, for real. Like, some local musicians suck, but you listen to them to support them, because supporting local artists is important. Like how I support Chad's EP, even though it will probably make me vomit so hard my eye sockets pop out. But Cam's music is legitimately so good. Like, if that shit came on the radio, I'd be like, okay, turn it up for mama, this is my jam. Then I would dance so hard I threw my back out. Like, this album is throw your back out good. I cannot stress enough how good this album is. Anyway, you can stream it for free on Spotify and probably like a lot of other places. So there is literally not one single reason you shouldn't go listen to it. Or you could actually buy it on iTunes and support Cam like a decent human being, because, did I mention, supporting local musicians is important.
Thank you.
Okay, enough about that album. Remember when Chad was going to do an EP, but he stole all of our money, and with it, hope and humanity? Me too. Go suck a big one, Chad. I hope you choke on it. Also, I haven't reviewed the podcast on iTunes because you're tacky and I hate you, but for what it's worth, I would give you negative stars if I could, unless we were just rating Cam, in which case I would give it at least 2 stars. You pig boys are lucky I kept this email short. That is an understatement. So, in summary, let's review. Cam, more cranberries, less burping.
More cranberries.
Yeah, you already did the fucking cranberries bit, Cam. Okay? Cam, more cranberries, less burping. Couldn't love you more if I tried. Chad, shut the hell up about literally everything, please. Much love from your Tilda, forever faithful Tilda. BB girl, Mal. A few things. One, if we ever get an email this long again, we are not reading the whole thing. No one ever send this long of an email. That's ridiculous. Okay. Two, I don't bash people who like 21 Pilots. I just bash the fuck out of 21 Pilots because they're shit and I hate them and I'm sorry.
That's true. You and did, honestly, you did do that.
Honestly, if people didn't get so mad when I bashed 21 Pilots, I would lay off. But you know what? I'm the heel. I'm the heel out of us, I guess.
You're that Cam, kind of person.
Yeah. I'm the heel. Cam's the, I forget the wrestling term for the good guys. But oh,
I thought
I'm
you were talking about
guy.
A loaf of bread.
No.
I was like, I'm the middle pieces.
In wrestling, there's heels and there's, I'm going to Google it.
Heels, shoulders, knees, and toes. Matt Healy of 1975.
Okay, look, I guess I'm the heel in this relationship. Cam's the face. There's some wrestling terms for you. You, idiots.
Did you just go into a Trump almost?
You, you. It's always Stewie Griffin.
I'm the heel. I'm the president of the United States, Brian.
What is, I'm the heel.
Yeah.
I'm the heel. Every time I get, that's Pee Wee Herman. God. Exit stage left, even.
That's really good.
Thank you. That's my snaggle puss. I was too afraid to do that on Snapchat the other day, but
aww.
I was going to do some impressions. I can only, the only impressions I can do are Hanna-Barbera cartoons and Bill Cosby.
Oh my god!
But I've got, hey boo boo, let's go get us a picnic basket.
When you drove past the world's biggest picnic basket and you did that, I fell in love with you even more.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay. Anyway, all right. Look, okay, it hurts my feelings that you've never heard my music and you would say that it's gonna suck. That's really mean of you.
It's really good.
It's taken a lot. Just because it's taking a long time doesn't mean it's gonna suck. Okay.
That means
perfection
it'll be
takes
better.
Time.
Yeah.
And Anderson just sent me an like almost final mix of like the single we're going to put out that's like acoustic and it sounded pretty good. So there's that.
That's awesome.
And
you know Gal yeah. Pal Mal loves us.
I do. Here's the thing. I do not like 21 Pilots.
That's what it all boils down to.
Look, I think there's a lot of hate because I don't like 21 Pilots. And you know what? If you like 21 Pilots, like who you want to like, okay? I'm glad they've helped you through some stuff. I just think they're tacky, honestly. I do. I think it's a lot about their image and everything. Mostly, let me tell you why I hate them. I went to Indiana Wesleyan, a Christian school. And they got so hyped up because they're Christians who do music. And I'm like, okay, like the music's not bad, guys, but like, can we chill out? And like these nerdo kids would be wearing 21 Pilots gear all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, just okay. All right. We get it. You feel like, all right, good. I'm glad you have a band that like makes you feel safe. That's great. But I don't think they're all that, and so I hate on them because of, like, the people I went to school with loved them, and
people get butt hurt when you talk about them.
And people get butt hurt, and it's actually fun to, you know, get a reaction. But yeah.
So you're a troll.
You could say that. You could say that, yeah. I'm a heel. I'm scripted. I'm supposed to be the bad guy. And you know what? I like being the bad guy.
Yeah, we've definitely fallen into that role. That heel face was pretty good.
Because I'm a bad boy.
Bad boy Chad Hoy.
Bad boy Chad Hoy.
Wow.
If I were a wrestler, I'd be Rashiki. I'd put my ass all up in your face and make you sniff it.
Rashiki was my favorite character in The Lion King.
I fucking hate. And I've already defended me pissing out the window. Okay, that's not going to stop. I don't care how much you guys shame me for it, but it's my life. It's my body. I can do what I want. All right?
Is it true that Mal pre-apologized through text message before we read that?
Yeah, she did Snapchat. She Snapchat texted me and said, just want you to know, I do love you, but I sent a very scathing hate mail. And I said, okay. And then I read it, and I was like, not so sure she loves him. She loves me. So
I don't even know anymore.
All right.
So we need some ear bleach before we move on to the next hate mail, right?
Yeah, we need a little. We need an ad in here, up in here, right?
Oh shit! Yeah, we need to put an ad in here.
Yeah, so let's play one of our boys from the Podratic Equation Network before our next hate mail. We love the Podratic Equation. We're going to talk about it every week because we do. We have a really tight-knit group of people, of bros, but also one lady who's very funny and nice, Danger from Paths of Glory. Yeah.
She's hilarious.
It's a fun group. She's really funny. We have a lot of fun. Like, we just, we're always chatting in this Twitter DM, and it's just a good time. Like, it's just,
it really, I feel like,
Jack from Rogue Riffers, Big Daddy Jay, is like the father of us all. And he loves us. Jay. He loves us unconditionally, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then, Adam, who does, it's Adam, right? Shit. I can't, no, it's not Adam. Oh, my God.
You think about Zach?
I'm not. No, I know Zach. Zach is also on Paths of Glory. And then Owen from Wax on Wax Lyrical, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think of the other man's name from Rogue Riffers, who's never there but makes incredible puns. He comes up in the chat like once a week he'll come in and just correct someone on something they were wrong about.
Yeah. He's going to hate you.
Yeah, he doesn't listen, let's be honest. All right, yeah, so.
But what's cool about Podratic Equation is that all of them are movie review podcasts. They're very funny. They watch, like, the weirdest-ass movies.
They do. And
yeah.
Next week, we're doing a pod crawl with Podratic Equation.
Yes.
And that just means, you know, I'm not really sure what it means, but we're all watching movies from this guy, Andy Sidaris, not sure how to pronounce it. I've only read it. Sidaris Snape.
Andrew Sidaris.
Andrew Salazar Sidaris. And he, I can only make Harry Potter references
Andrew
out of it.
Andrew Spermaid.
Apparently. Andrew the Little Spermaid. Yeah, he, is like an actor. I have no fucking idea, honestly. I don't know if he directed him. I don't know if he's in him. But we're going to do a movie review, little bonus podcast. And this could be a look into the future. Not that we'll like ever turn this into a movie review thing. But we are thinking of doing some kind of like exclusive content. So like we might, you know, like, if someone requests a movie or a show, we could review it, make it a little funny, have a little funny fun time with the BB boys reviewing a movie or a show, you know? And
little bonus boys.
Yeah, little bonus boys content. Yeah, so, and we just, you know, it'd just be fun to even get together for like a half hour.
Yeah.
Just on top of the podcast, just for the fuck of it, just to do something like that.
So,
but yeah, so
that'll be next week, right? We'll have our actual episode for the week and then a bonus episode. So you're getting two dad podcasts next
week. Well, not next. Yeah, okay, yeah. This is coming out on Monday. So next Monday. Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
The next episode you hear will also come out with a bonus episode that is not unrelated.
That will be in July.
Yeah, it's in the DBC Extended Universe.
Wait, will that be in July? Holy shit.
No, it actually won't.
No, it'll be okay.
The end of June.
End of
Calendars
June.
And math.
Not good at either of those.
Nope.
It'll be the 29th, right?
No.
No, today's Thursday. I'm trying to do my math based off of.
Okay, so this episode is coming
out
on the
19th.
We're
going to cut some of this out. Yeah.
Just and cut then some. The next episode after that with the bonus episode will be out on the 26th. Ideally.
So the 26th, you can expect some double eps.
Yeah. Babies. So, but yeah, check out everyone in the Podratic Equation. Find the Podratic Equation on Twitter, and then you can find a list of all the other podcasts. They're really fun. We love them, and you've heard a couple of their ads here on the Dad Podcast, so keep it up, y'all.
Yeah. One more thing.
Yes.
Before we run this ad. The Podratic Equation has a WordPress where all those lists go up and where they're listed. So I would recommend that. So go to, I think it's, you are going to have to cut this out.
Yep.
Yeah, so go to thepodraticequation.wordpress.com, and that's like quadratic, but instead of quad, P-O-D, like that really, like that band.
Yeah.
And that's, which I used to think stood for people on drugs.
Rogue Riffers, Dad Podcast, That's Cool, That's Trash, Paths of Glory, Wax on Wax Lyrical. We're the Podratic Equation. What's all?
Boom. And, yeah, I don't know why. I think it's just like a punny name. That's pretty much why it's the Podratic Equation. More than the sum of its parts is our tagline. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
So here's an ad from one of your favorite Podratic Equation boys.
Hello? Check. Check. Is this thing working? Hello? I think it's working.
Is it working?
I think.
Oh. Are we broadcasting right now?
I think so. What do we say?
Is there anybody out there? We're trapped and we need help?
We're in the Blockbuster, the burnt out one on the corner of 5th. We've been here since the contagion started.
We're out of water, we're out of milk duds, we're out of pop, we're almost out of movies.
Our only copy of RoboCop caught in the VCR, and now we're stuck watching the bottom of the barrel shit like Demon Cop in Ghost Town.
And fucking Space Pope. Ah! It's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. Somebody's gonna hear us. We really just, if you can hear us out there somewhere, we really just need you to send us, like, some water, and maybe a gun, and, like, another copy of RoboCop, or Aliens.
If you're hearing us, you can send this to Paths of Glory on SoundCloud and iTunes. Part of the Podratic Equation Network.
Oh shit, they're in!
No!
No!
No! No!
And we're back!
That was a fun one. I think it'll be Paths of Glory.
Yeah.
So.
So
I actually really, yeah, I love Paths of Glory's show.
I agree.
And all of them, but.
Yeah.
They're really funny, and they get drunk and talk about those weird movies, and it's fun. So
it's the only way to get through some of those movies.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. It's like, this. The thing is, I would never watch any of these movies, ever.
I know.
But they
never
make them interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Like, at the very least,
yeah,
it's fun to hear about them and how shitty they were, or how decent they were.
Yeah, sometimes there are some gems in there, man. Like some diamonds in the rough. As you will.
Okay, let's continue these hate mails.
Yeah, we got some. We got four more mails to read. This next one actually comes to us from, I'm guessing, a newer listener, which is really cool. This comes to us from Kristen, who's actually added me on Snapchat and Instagram, and that's pretty cool. But she writes in, not hate mail. This isn't hate mail. It's actually really nice, and we appreciate it, because sometimes we need to heal our little baby boy hearts after Mal or Taylor or Sam or Owen or anyone else rips us apart.
Mostly me, but yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm fucking bitter. Somebody tear Cam's asshole open next week. Okay, I'm sick of it.
The body reads...
Good Sorry, day. Somebody other than me tear Cam's ass.
All right. Week. That's how rumors wink, get wink. Started.
That's how rumors get
started. The body reads, good day, gentlemen. So I started listening to your podcast about a month ago. Oh, that answers my question. I was turned on to by another podcast I listened to. Awesome.
What podcast was that?
Yeah, I want to know. That's really cool.
Yeah. Email us next week and let us know, Kristen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She says, I started from episode 1 because 35 isn't that many, and I just finished episode 30. That's dedication, and I appreciate it. And then she said, I get what you were both saying about loving to talk to girls and just flirting but not wanting to hang out with them. Makes sense to me. I have anxiety, too. You get it. Yeah, that's exactly it. I have to say, when I get to the end of the now 38 episodes, I'm going to be very sad to not listen to you guys whenever I have free time to do so. I'll have to wait a week for each new one. Boo. I find you both hilariously funny, and I enjoy listening. Porno or Band is the best, and I love Date with a Dad Bod, which is coming back. You're
like, hey, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, like, what if we're talking all this shit about both of us going on dates, like, in the next few days, and we both get canceled?
No, I don't think I'm going to get canceled on.
Oh, so I just will.
I don't know if you will, but we also don't know if you're even going to have one, so.
What if I die?
That would suck. I would hate that a lot.
Would you do the pot? Would you do, if I died, how would you go about ending this show? Would you make a podcast where it's just you crying?
No, because I can't edit anything, so I don't know what I would do. You do all the editing.
Yeah, so it would just
be. I just have to tweet, yeah.
Yeah, just a tweet. What if this was our last episode ever?
God, shut the fuck up.
What
don't
if we had
like
to play
that.
It for my family and they were like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, this is.
This is what he was doing when he right before he died?
Oh, he's in hell.
Oh, yeah. We're never seeing him again. Well, keep up the good stuff, Kristen. Thanks so much, Kristen.
Kristen, thank you.
That was really nice.
Yeah. You know what? Every week I'm like, we suck at this. And then, and like, I get really reassured when someone sends in an email and they're actually like, hey, you guys are doing you guys are doing all right.
You
know, like,
doing okay.
Feels good. It feels nice. So thank you so much.
There was one thing you said that I really connected with once. So thank you very much. That was great. And now, oh, we're ready to get roasted again. You want to read the next one, Chatty Daddy?
Yeah, I don't think this one's so much of a Oh, well, there's one at the end. All right. This is from... I actually haven't read this one yet, so... This is from our pal Sam, who wrote to us last week, that weird, funny one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sam says... excuse me. Wow. Oh, still coming. Oh, my God.
Holy hell. That was a bonus track.
Okay, wow. Yeah, Sam didn't say any of that. All right. The subject line reads, hate your mail. Hate your is one word, H-A-T-U-R-E.
Like nature.
And then this is from, oh, yeah. Oh, hate your mail. Okay, like nature. That's funny. Oh, like nature trail.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a dumbass. Okay, yeah. So the body reads, hey, guys, sup? How are you?
Oh, thanks. I'm good.
Well, I took your advice and went and sat on a log outside. You're the only one. It was nice. So all the ants started crawling up my shorts. It was awful. There were so many. They got everywhere, guys. I'm still peeing out ants from 3 days ago.
Oh, my.
Then it started raining hard. And my glasses got wet, so I couldn't see. And I tried running for shelter and fell into a hole, which turned out to be a bat cave. And now I'm Batman, I guess. So now everyone is trying to kill me, and that sucks.
Oh, damn.
So basically, screw you, Chad. You give shit advice. I cannot catch a break. I'd rather sit around and balance all four of my fidget spinners on my veiny triumphant.
Veiny triumphant.
Oh, my God. Oh, you guys fucking suck, by the way. Buy me dinner. And quit podcasting.
And quit podcasting is the best.
Also, let's hang out soon. Love, Samalam.
Samalama ding dong.
Samalama ding dong. I was getting to it, buddy. Jesus. I can read too, okay? God, what is this? First grade interrupting me when we're trying to read Goodnight Moon because I'm not going fast enough, okay? No one's ever going to learn if you interrupt them. All right?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you because I was interrupting you.
Anyway, P.S. See attached image. And it's an image of, oh boy, syrup.
No, no. The exclamation point comes after
boy
the
boy syrup.
Oh. So, so that
oh,
is.
It's boy syrup.
It is, oh, boy syrup.
Fuck did you find that, Sam, you fucking weirdo?
That's hilarious.
You weird boy.
I would love to try. Oh. Boy syrup. That was funny. Thank you, Sam. All right, I'm going to read the next one from Owen. Owen G, I'm Hulk Hogan.
Oh. That's fine. Anyway.
Owen Geography. Anyway, the subject line reads, unprepared hate mail. Cam, you know that FBCH, in parentheses, fuckboy Chad Hoy, isn't very bright. Give him easy band or porno questions. FBCH, don't try to get 100% of the answers right, then there would be absolutely nothing good in this podcast to listen to.
That's fair.
Yeah, I know I contradicted myself. So what? Fuck you. Where's Just the Tip with Terrence? The best part of your cast lasted for one episode and was never brought back. Didn't you tell us never to do that again?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was the one who said that.
Anyway.
One of the ones.
Yeah, a lot of people hated it.
Yeah, they did.
A fictional, or maybe it was John. I forget who said not to bring it back. Maybe we'll bring
it
back.
That was John.
Yeah. A fictional character has more depth and personality than two real three-dimensional people. PSS. Where's the PS? You skipped straight to the PSS?
He doesn't care.
PSS. Now that fuckboy Chad Hoy has this music of his, do we get to hear it, or is he holding people's money for ransom?
I spent the money on the music. That was the point of it. God.
PSSS. Cam, get your baby boy booty hole out there in the dating world. Don't be the worst dad podcast employee, because so far that's who you are.
Oh my God. Did I just get a compliment? A very backhanded compliment?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We just talked about this at the beginning of the episode. That's really funny.
That is funny. That's really funny, actually. Unkind regards. Go fuck yourselves. Owen with the good hair.
Is that how you pronounce his last name? Owen. Good.
Good hair again.
Good hair again.
With a gooder.
With a gooder. All right, yeah.
Owen with a gooder.
All right.
Thank you, Owen.
Thank you, Owen, for that maybe a compliment. Also, when you're doing PS's, buddy, I need you to know it's PPS or PPPS or PPPPPP. However many P's you're doing.
Also, the first one is just PS.
The P's are the ones that become plural. Yeah. Not the S's. We've talked about that way, way, way back. But, yeah. Because it's postscript. So it'd be post-postscript. Post-post-postscript. Not postscript-script.
Thrice that posted.
Doesn't make any sense. Now does it?
Does it.
Does it. All right. This next one. And the final.
Final one. Hold on to your butts.
It's from our boy, Jordan. Tyler Kenyon. Is his middle name Tyler?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I got it right. I've known this guy for like 6 years. I didn't want to fuck it up now. Okay.
Oh, there was Sonic in that burp.
Ooh. Wait, the hedgehog?
No, the popcorn chicken.
Oh. Yeah, that was confusing for me. I was like, he's the fastest hedgehog in the world. How did he get in your throat?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Gotta speed up.
Slip up somewhere? Okay, yeah.
Gotta go faster than I'm currently going.
So this one's from our boy, Jordan T. Kenyon. The subject line reads, scathing hate mail. The body reads, the subject line is false. What I actually want to say is that you all, in Marion and the surrounding areas, should totally come see my show, 12 Angry Jurors, this weekend at the Marion Civic Theater. Don't be like Cam, the taint tickler extraordinaire, and not come. Also, Chad, I...
This is about to be...
Thank you. Oh, my God.
About to change everything.
Also, Chad, I, in parentheses, to an extent, applaud you on peeing out of your window.
Damn it!
As you're just trying to mark your territory and keep dogs and other mammals away from the window. In all seriousness, though, son of a bitch.
Yes!
In all seriousness, though, you should really stop that, you disgusting-ass man-child, you. Hugs and kisses, Jordan, Dr. Shrimp, Puerto Rico, Kenyon.
The classic misdirect.
I'm so fucking pissed. You know what? Nobody write us an email unless you're going to tell me that it's cool that I piss out my window. No one. It's not getting read on the air.
Well, it's been nice. Actually, I thought we would make it to 40 episodes, but now we've just been informed by our producers that we've been canceled.
Yeah, fuck off, dude. Okay, this is all your fault, all right? I told you to edit it out. You left it in there. And now look at me. Look at my life. It's falling apart around me. You asshole.
Oh,
and now
man.
You laugh. Who's the real heel here? Who's the real heel in this relationship? It's both of us. I'm still definitely a heel. Don't get me wrong. But you're hurting me. You hurt me on purpose.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Dad Podcast.
If you want to send us your hate mail, if you want to send us your hate mail, you can send it to hoyweave@gmail.com. Chad, where can they find you online?
You can find me on the internet at Chad Hoy on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And I would love if you'd add me. Definitely follow me on Twitter. I'm very funny on there, in my opinion. And definitely follow me on Snapchat because I'm very funny on there, in my opinion. Instagram, I honestly don't post a lot. I don't take a lot of pictures. So it's whatever. You can follow me, though, if you want. Cameron, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Don Francisco at LinkedIn.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week with a couple episodes we're going to release. And thanks for listening. Chad, you got anything else to say?
Yeah, this week, guys, I just want you just go to a Chili's. Just get some fucking baby back ribs and just eat those. Eat them up.
And don't wipe your face off till the very end.
Yeah, don't wipe your face off till the very end. Enjoy those baby back ribs. For me. Do it for me. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.